Falcon Nation, welcome back to 91.1 WKCS Knoxville for yet another edition of the Fulton High School pregame show. Again, no game this week. We'll be following the pregame show, but it is the regular season finale. We are in week 11. It is surprising that we are even this far into the season. I remember when it first started, we thought we may get a couple games in and we'd get shut down. But here we are, the regular season finale. Some big games are on the board. We have 14 total on the slate. We're going to break it up into two segments for you here on Falcon Radio. Jackson and myself are here today. Rain, he is not at school today. We do not know where he is at, but we will also have Rain's picks. We will have the update on next week's pick 'em. But right now, I am 44-26. Jackson is 51-19. And Rain is 46-24.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about right there, Tommy.
So I took some chances. What'd I do? I picked Grace. You picked CAK last week. I picked Oliver Springs. You picked Cofield. I picked Powell. You picked Oak Ridge. We both picked TB. I picked McMinn County, and you picked Maribel. So, really, what'd I go last week? I went 6-5. You went 10-1 last week. That's really good. Rain went 9-2.
The only one was what? Dobbins Bennett.
Dobbins Bennett, which surprised us all.
Which, that was just a shock of the world right there.
And I said last week Dobbins Bennett was going to be at Alcoa. Just completely disregard what I said. I meant to go on the radio this week. Dobbins Bennett actually lost to Science Hill last week, and so I texted Jackson after Dobbins Bennett won and said, just completely disregard everything I said about everything about Dobbins Bennett.
Everything we said about Dobbins Bennett.
But
the double-decker stadium.
The double-decker stadium did not do anything against the Tornadoes. But Jackson, 51-19, that's really good. Like I said, I went 6-5 last week, so I'm 44-26. Rain, I asked him on Monday because he didn't watch any of the games. So he went 9-2 and he did better than me. So that just shows you how good I am at picking these games. Mm-hmm. But like I said, these are some big games. We have a lot of games that could go either way. So let's jump right into it. Austin East at Northview. Austin East 0-9 overall, 0-5. This game means nothing as far as region play. Both teams are winless in the region. But can Austin East get their first win against the Cougars, Jackson?
As of right now, the overall record of the Cougars are 3-6, and then, you know, Austin East, they're having a rough season from they did last year, you know. Last year, they were doing really good. They were 5-1 in the region, 5-1 in the region. You know, they were pretty good last year. They beat us pretty handily last year. But this year, it was a different story, and I think this is a different Austin East team at the same time. So, I'm just going to go with the Cougars on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Northview as well. Austin East, they've had so many injuries. Their quarterback went down in week one against Webb. He hasn't played, I don't think, at all this season. So, I mean, I hope he's all right, but that's really hurt them as a football team. Keon Smith had the Campbell University committees had to play quarterback. He's been struggling as of late because it's kind of just been a one-man show. He got hurt for a couple games. I don't even know if he's going to play this game, but I don't think they're going to be enough for Northview. I think Northview gets a win. I think it's close, though, but give me the Cougars. Staying in that same region, Pigeon Forge at Scott. Both teams are in the playoffs. 5-3 overall for Pigeon Forge, 5-4 overall for Scott. Both 2-3 in the region. Whoever wins this game, I believe, will have a home playoff game. No, excuse me. Kingston plays Gatlinburg-Pittman. That will be for the home playoff game. This is for the last playoff spot. I got those confused. So, Kingston plays Gatlinburg-Pittman. That is for a home playoff game. This, Pigeon Forge at Scott, this is for the last playoff spot in the region. I misspoke. So whoever wins it, this is win or go home. And this is what I'm talking about. These are the big games in week 11. Pigeon Forge, I think, lost last week to Kingston 7-6. If they would have won that game, that really would have helped them. Scott, I forgot who they played last week, but they've had some COVID wins. That's really helped them out. For that reason alone, I think I'm going to take Pigeon Forge on this one just because I like the way they're playing. Scott Meadows is back over there at Pigeon Forge, and I think they get this last playoff spot. Jackson, who do you have?
You know, Tommy, I'm going to disagree with you on this one. Give me Scott on this one.
There we go. Disagreeing on the second one. That's how you know it's going to be an interesting pick 'em. I mean, you know, if we agree on the first four or five, it's like, eh. But we're disagreeing on the second one, and yep. I think it could really go either way. I think Scott's a really good football team. Scott, if they win tonight, they will be 6-4 overall. They'll make the playoffs, and whether they win or lose the next week, they'll have a 500 or better season. That's the first time since 2016. So that's what's on the line for Scott. That year in 2016, they went 8-4. They're 5-4 right now. So if they win, they'll be 6-4. And depending on how they do in the playoffs, they will have at least a 500 or better record. That's the first time since 2015. The Highlanders can pull that off. Moving right along, we have, keeping in the same region, Gatlinburg-Pittman at Kingston. This is for a home playoff game. GP 7-2 overall, 4-1 in the region. Kingston 6-2, 4-1 in the region. Like I said, home playoff game. And this is big because if you're a two seed, you don't have to see Alcoa to the third round. It's kind of like everybody's doom in that region in 3A to see Alcoa. So, I mean, if you can get a home playoff game, you don't have to see them to the third round, and that's a quarterfinal game, and that could really be big for your program. So, the winner of this game really puts themselves at a good position for the playoffs. Jackson, who do you have, buddy?
Yeah, you know, looking at last year, because, you know, I like to do that. Yeah, GP went against Kingston last year, and it was 37-21, and then they saw Alcoa in the second round of the playoffs and lost 58-0.
That's Kingston?
Yes. They beat Kingston last year, but then they lost Alcoa.
Right, because Austin East was a two-seed.
Okay, right, yeah. Austin East was that two-seed right there. Looking at Kingston's record this year, you know, they both look pretty good. Give me GP on this one.
GP?
Yeah, give me GP.
Okay, I think that is a good pick. That's the thing. I don't know a whole lot about both of these teams.
I don't either.
I've seen a little bit more on Kingston, and I think for that reason alone, I'm going to go with Kingston in this game. And I think that they'll get the home playoff game, and that'll really put them at a good position for not seeing Alcoa to the third round. Like I said, this game will also be at Kingston, which plays big in Roane County. They really have a good home field advantage over there up at Roane County High School. So give me the Yellow Jackets. Jackson's going with Gatlinburg-Pittman Highlanders. I think those are two really good picks. I think this game could go either way. Moving on to the fourth game, we move down to 1A. Oliver Springs travels to Midway. If Oliver Springs wins, they will be a two seed. Now, if they lose this game, they could be a two seed, a three seed, or a four seed. So if Oliver Springs can win this game, they will go ahead and just eliminate all the confusion, and they will have a home playoff game in round one. However, if they lose this game, it could be a three-way tie for second, third, and fourth place with them, Greenback, and Midway. So if they can win this game, it really just kind of it puts the coaches at ease for who they're going to play round one. And I like the way Oliver Springs plays. For that reason alone, I'm going to go with Oliver Springs. Jackson, who do you have?
Yeah, give me Oliver Springs on this one. They were like Fulton. They started out pretty rocky, coming in the start of the season losing 14-6, and then, you know, they see William Blount 40-6, Rockwood, which is a really good school. Okay, mm-hmm. It's tough to play Rockwood, and then they lost 38, and then, you know, Northview. So, but you know, they had a pretty rough start, but then they come back and they beat Greenback, who actually sent them out of the quarterfinals last year. Mm-hmm. Give me the Bobcats on this.
I think that's a good pick. Last year, I had them upsetting Coalfield. Coalfield's going to secure the one seed in that region.
Yep.
They're undefeated. They're a really good football team. And they only lost that game 14-7, and that's why I like Oliver Springs. But don't sleep on Midway. Midway has a really good quarterback. He's thrown for over 2,000 yards. I think 20-plus touchdown passes. He's a really good quarterback over there. I think his name's Emmett Heglin, I believe is his name. Really good quarterback over there for the Green Wave. Moving on, we move up to 5A. The winless Clinton Dragons travel to the Carnes Beavers. My notes on this one just says Bishop runs wild. It is at Carnes. Yeah. Last week, last week Carnes, or the week before, Carnes beat Heritage. Last week Carnes lost to Ray County, 2 weeks ago. Bishop ran wild, just absolutely went nuts against Heritage. 300 yards, 6 touchdowns, like he did against Campbell County. I think it's going to be a lot of the same. If you remember last year, Fulton needed to beat Oak Ridge. We needed Clinton to beat Carnes in order for us to get in the playoffs. Clinton did just that. They beat Carnes. We beat Oak Ridge. We became the 3-seed. With that being said, I think it's at Carnes. It's going to be the seniors' last night over there. They have a lot of senior offensive linemen, and I think Bishop is going to just absolutely run wild. Don't think it's going to be 300 yards, 6 touchdowns, because I think their defense is a little bit better than Campbell County and Heritage, but he's going to go absolutely nuts. Jackson, who do you have?
Yeah, give me Carnes on this one.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. This holds no playoff implications. I think Clinton also, they scheduled a game next week just because they're not going to make the playoffs and they want their seniors to have another game. They scheduled a game against Heritage after this week, so it'd be really week 12, but it's really round one of the playoffs. Moving right along to our sixth game, we have Soddy Daisy at Walker Valley. This is for a home playoff game, but the winner will get Powell. because Powell travels week one. So honestly, you don't. Either way you cut it, I would rather play Oak Ridge than Powell. Those are two really good teams. So either way you cut it, it's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. But if you win, you're playing a home. You have a home playoff game against Powell. If you lose, you travel to Oak Ridge. That's the tough thing about this. But I would rather play Powell than Oak Ridge. But you're not going to tell your team to lose this game. And that's why I think Walker Valley wins this game, because they played Ray County a lot closer than Sunny Daisy did.
Right.
They played Bradley Central really close. And I think the Walker Valley Mustangs, they get this done and they host the game. But it's unfortunate that they had to play Powell. So who do you have in this one, buddy?
Yeah, give me Sunny Daisy. But I really hope to see Sunny Daisy give Powell a run for their money.
Walker Valley or Sunny Daisy?
Walker Valley, sorry. That's,
okay. You said Saudi
Days. I got switched up. The Mustangs. Give me the Mustangs. Yes. I really want to see them give the Panthers a run for their money. You know, it's been a while since – well, it's been since Oak Ridge since, they've been given a run for their money. And then we gave them a run, but then we lost our money. But
yes, we gambled it.
But we gambled well. We played blackjack pretty good.
We did.
But, give me the Mustangs on this one.
I think that's a good pick. Moving on to our next game, Red Bank at Loudoun. Walker Valley would have played Loudoun last week, but I think Loudoun had some COVID restrictions, or maybe it was Walker Valley. I honestly don't know, but Loudoun is playing Red Bank this week. This is probably for a region title. Red Bank had a COVID loss to Brainerd. That's their only loss, or else they would be 4-0, and this would really be for a region title. But like I said, that really doesn't matter. Brainerd's going to be a 3-seed, I believe, and this will be for a region title. Loudoun got their first loss last week, but it COVID. Wasn't. Yeah, it was a COVID loss, and I think that game against Walker Valley would have been a really good football game. With that being said, Red Bank has athletes all over the field. Loudoun, I think, went 13-1 last year, lost Alco in the semifinals. This is going to be a really good football game. Jackson, who do you have, buddy?
Yeah, you know, looking at last year, Loudoun, number one, to start out, Loudoun is Russell Mays' home, pretty much. You know, he's there all the time. He does everything for them. Anything they need to do radio-wise. But, yeah, you know, they lost to Alcoa in the semifinals 56-0, beating Red Bank last year 33-14.
That was Mac.
beating Red Bank 33-14 in the quarterfinals. You know, give me the Redskins on this one.
I think that's a wonderful pick. I've been leaning towards the Red Bank Lions, just because of who Loudoun is off last week. Well, they should have played last week, and I think they would have beat Walker Valley in a really close football game. But I think Loudoun is just going to be too much. I thought Red Bank could upset them last year. I think I may have even picked Red Bank in that game, and they let me down. So I'm going to go with the Redskins. I picked against them before, and they proved me wrong. So give me the Loudoun Redskins in this one, going with Russell Mays' second home. Obviously, his first home is with Fulton, but the second one is over there at Loudoun. That's our seventh game. We have seven more to go. We're going to take a quick break here on Falcon Radio 91.1 WKCS Knoxville. Stick around.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Tennessee. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we are back.
We're back.
For the second half of this massive pick'em, like I said, 14 games. We've already been through seven. That took about 13 minutes. We have seven more, and these games could really decide a lot for playoff pairings, just seasons in general. Seasons are on the line. Starting off, Carter at Sevier County. If Carter wins and Gibbs loses, Carter is in the playoffs. If Sevier County wins, Sevier County is in because Sevier County beat Gibbs. So no matter what, if Gibbs beats Central, Sevier County won, so they will have the head-to-head against Gibbs. If Carter wins and Gibbs wins, Gibbs is in. So this game is huge. If Carter needs to win and Gibbs needs to lose, Sevier County, if they can win, they will put themselves in the playoffs. With that being said, Carter, with a bit of a shocking loss last week, I thought maybe, oh, their quarterback was out, oh, they had these guys out. Gibbs just absolutely ran over them.
55-16.
And so that's why I'm like, okay, I don't know who to pick in this game. I really don't. It's at Sevier County. Their quarterback, Colin Shannon, has a really good wide receiver over there in Tyler Wilson, also a great basketball player. This is going to be a great football game. Like I said, week 11, you win and you're in. You lose and you're not going to be in. Jackson, who do you have in this one, buddy?
You know, I'm right there with you. You know, we look at Carter, and, you know, they get beat 55-16. And, honestly, I wasn't expecting that.
I was not.
That was not an expectation. I thought it would be close. I thought it would be a close game. I mean, we called Gibbs, but I did. Well, you didn't because.
I did.
Oh, you did?
We all called, oh, we yeah, all we called all Gibbs because of Zach.
Yeah.
Because of Zach Dyer.
But, you know, we called Gibbs, and we thought it would be a close game. We knew Gibbs was going to win, but we thought it was going to be close.
Right.
Not 55-16.
Yeah.
No. So just for that reason, you know, they're kind of like South Dole, Carter is. They're unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So give me the Sevier County Smoky Bears on this one.
I think that's a good pick, and that's why I'm going back and forth. I want to pick Carter, but right. Then again, are they gonna play like they did last week?
It's like how we did last year when we picked with South Dole. When they lost to Seymour. But then come back and blow teams out. You know, you never know what you're going to get. That's why it's a risk.
It is exactly a risk. And that's why if you'd asked me last week if Carter would have competed and lost close to Gibbs, I say, okay, give me Carter in this
game.
Give
me Carter.
But I also think that the fact that they lost so bad is because they didn't defend the triple option well. Gibbs runs that at a very high level, and they also sprinkle in some pass game that is sneaky good for the Gibbs Eagles. Sevier County's not going to do that. And just for the sake of the pick'em, and I want to spice things up, and I really need to get back from your 7-game lead, I'm going to pick Carter in this one because this is one of these games that could go either way. It's not like McMinn County Maryville last week where it was a leap of faith, and I failed miserably.
Yes,
but
you did.
I feel like
failed very badly.
I feel like Carter can win this football game, and I think it's going to be a great football game. Emotions are going to be high because the playoffs are on the line.
I just want to know, real quick, what were you thinking picking against Maryville?
We ran the ball very well against Maryville. I thought McMinn County was going to run the ball very well against Maryville. They didn't. They got shut down 21-2. I don't think Maryville's defense, along with Alcoa's defense, I don't think they've given up an offensive touchdown in a long time.
Yeah,
I don't think they've given
up
over 10 points.
You also have to think, too, though, is Maryville is kind of like Powell. They play to their opponent, which means they don't have a set standard. They play to their opponent.
I wouldn't say that.
I'd say they play to their opponent just like Powell does.
No, you don't play to their opponent because – are you talking about Maryville?
Yes.
No, Maryville does not play to their opponent because if they played to their opponent, they would play down to their level. They play at a standard that is higher than everybody else. Powell plays to their opponent a little bit. That's why they lost Oak Ridge. If they would have played to Powell's standard, they would have been in by 3 touchdowns. So, but I get what you're trying to say. No. I get what you're trying to say. But here's where I went wrong. I thought, okay,
you picked against Maryville.
Not even that because I picked against Maryville a couple times and it never works out. But I have information to back that up. This is where I went wrong. I forgot that Maryville has played in so many huge games, and I thought, oh, well, I think the emotions will get the better of them. No, that's where I went wrong. Maryville steps up in the big games. I thought McMinn County could pull off an upset. I was wrong. 21-2, Maryville beat McMinn County. But that's okay. That's okay. I still got faith in McMinn County. We got them coming up here in a couple games. But moving on, moving down to Division II, CAK at Webb with Webb's last-second field goal against Chattanooga Christian School, 17-14. They won that game. That set up a region title for tonight. CAK is 5-0. Webb is 4-1 in the region. CAK ran all over Grace last week. J.D. Dunn, I don't even know how many yards he had, like 200 yards.
21.
He had a really good game, the running back for CAK. And I've learned my lesson picking
sure
against
did.
CAK.
Yeah.
So give me the CAK Warriors against Webb. I just don't think Webb has enough.
Yep. Give me Christian Academy in Knoxville. Give me the Warriors. You know the way you were talking last week had me finicky on my decision.
That's what I'm saying.
Had me real finicky.
But that's what I'm saying. I picked McMinn County over Maryville because I thought they could run the ball. They didn't. Cooper Riggs and Grace. He's having a great year, and that's my boy. I'm gonna rock with Coop. CAK was just too much. CAK was just too much for Grace. That's okay.
My boy. I'm going to rock with him.
I mean, I used to play basketball with him. I don't want to pick against him. But CAK, just too much. I
can't pick against my boys over.
Right. I think Halls takes care of Seymour. That's why I didn't put him on here. I think Halls beats him by 3 touchdowns, and they'll get in the playoffs. Moving on. Keeping in Division II, Brentwood Academy, 9-0 overall, 4-0 in the region. They travel to the Baylor Red Raiders, 4-2 overall, 2-2 in the region. Can Baylor knock off the unbeaten Brentwood Academy Eagles? I don't think so. I think Elijah Young will get his, but nobody else is going to do a whole lot. I think Brentwood stays undefeated, and they lock up that one seed over there in Division II 3A. Who do you have, buddy?
Yeah, Brentwood, they're just one of them powerhouse teams, you know, that we've talked about plenty of times. Brentwood Academy, sorry, there's Brentwood and Brentwood Academy. You know, Brentwood Academy, you have to look at who they face, too. Clearwater Academy International, a Florida team, right? They're fantastic. McCauley, who I always pick. McCauley, I always pick because McCauley never does me wrong. They beat my team 30-27.
Yeah.
McCauley. I mean, it's – and then, you know, Innsworth, another really big team, 16-7. MBA, another really big team, Friday night rival, 24-14. Catholic, 27-21. Father Ryan. I mean, just all these really big names.
What was the score of Father Ryan?
Father Ryan was 34-21. Yeah.
Okay. Because Father Ryan beat McCauley 31-7. I thought Father it was Pope
Ryan,
John Paul.
Father Ryan is
maybe, maybe. I thought McCauley had some players right. Out. That's why I thought that was the scoreline.
But yeah, Brentwood, they're a fantastic team. I'm gonna be real honest. I'd love to see Brentwood and Maryville play each other. But
ooh, yeah,
I feel like I don't know. Okay. Let's just put that into perspective. Who would you pick? Hypothetical. Who would you pick in that game?
Brentwood Academy or Maryville?
Or Maryville. I'd pick Maryville.
Oh. I'm gonna pick Brentwood Academy, dude. I feel like they're. That's gonna be
ESPN game.
That makes my mouth water.
Oh yeah.
Wow. I wish we could see that.
Wow. God, that'd be so good.
That'd be really good.
I'd love. I would honestly love to see that. Like that'd be.
I would pay money.
Good money. Good money. See that. I'd pay pay per view.
Yeah, Derek Hunt. Like, if you're listening to this before you play Heritage, hey, schedule a Brentwood Academy game.
Or even, you know, just after the season's over. You know, after state, you know, Maryville goes and wins their 10th freaking state championship
in a row.
Just let them, you know, y'all just play each other.
Right.
Just play each other.
You know, no
just,
big deal.
Just give us, you know, and you're going to make good money from it because I will pay you. I'll pay anything.
Right.
Pay anything.
We'll pay. We would like to see that happen. Maryville at Brentwood Academy. It's happening next year. We wish.
I literally looked at you and I was like, "Are you serious?"
I wish. I wish that was happening, but we will just have to see. McMinn County at Bradley Central, the same region that Maryville is in. McMinn County, they let me down last week, but that's not going to stir my confidence in them. I think that they beat Bradley Central, and this is a big game because this is for a home playoff spot. If you lose this game, you're traveling to Farragut. If you win this game, you're either playing Science Hill. Or Bearden. Probably going to be Science Hill because I think Science Hill beats Bearden. But either way, you're not having to go to Farragut, who's just on an absolute tear right now. Give me the McMinn County Cherokees in a very good football game. This one could have been the number one game, but since it's not local, I didn't put it there. But I think McMinn County gets the win.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, McMinn County, the reason why I didn't pick them last week is because it's Maryville. It is very hard, and you very rarely will you see me pick against Maryville. And I think I've been proved time and time again on why I don't pick against Maryville.
It's like a bad omen. It's like picking against Central in a way. Anytime you pick against Central, it's like, okay, they're going to rip your heart out.
Don't get me started on Central. Anyways, let's talk about – never mind. Let me not say that. But I've lost my train of thought now.
McMinn County.
Going with McMinn County. You know, looking at last year, they beat Bradley Central 44-34 and lost to Bearden in the Class 6A state 23-6.
That was surprising.
Yeah. So, but give me McMinn County on this one.
Yep, I think that's a good pick. I think Jalen Hunt in that offensive line, they bounce back from that Maryville loss last week. It's at Bradley Central. That's always a tough place to play over there. They got a cool little stadium. But I think the Cherokees get it done, bounce back from that loss against Maryville a week ago. Keeping in 6A, the region that one of these two teams will play, Science Hill at Bearden. If Science Hill can win this game, I believe there's going to be a three-way tie for first just because Science Hill lost to Farragut, but they beat Dobbins-Bennett. Dobbins-Bennett beat Farragut but lost to Science Hill. I tried to do it last night. Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work. But if they win this game and Farragut wins this game against Jefferson County, which they'll probably blow Jefferson County out, I don't know how it's going to work. But I'm pretty sure Dobbins-Bennett's going to be the one seed. I don't know. I just assumed. But either way, If you win this game, you could either host a playoff game, you could travel, you could be a one seed, you never know. But I think Science Hill gets it done in a game that's going to be a lot closer than what people think. I think Bearden is always – they play in such a tough region that the record is very deceiving. But I think Science Hill wins by one or two touchdowns, maybe two touchdowns and a field goal. But I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, no, I mean, we counted Science Hill out last week. You know, we said Diamonds Bennett was going to go in there, and then we didn't even look at them. We looked past them to Alcoa.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dobbins Bennett just
laid an egg.
Yeah, they did. The double-decker stadium didn't help them out, like you said.
It didn't.
I'm not going to pick against Science Hill. Mac, we're here for the Hilltoppers. Give me the Hilltoppers when they go up against the Bearden. They're the Bulldogs, aren't they?
They are the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the Bulldogs. I will tell you if we ever did a pick 'em for basketball – it'd be very unlikely for me to pick against Bearden in basketball.
Bearden's a good basketball team.
Bearden's got a really good basketball team.
I wish we played him this year.
Did you throw a pin at me?
I did not throw a pin at you. I have no clue what you're talking about. Gibbs at Central, moving down to 5A. Like I said, Gibbs can win this game, and Carter can win. Gibbs will be in the playoffs. But even if Gibbs wins this game, Sevier County wins. Sevier County's in the playoffs. But either way, Gibbs has to win for them to be in the playoffs. Zach Dyer... And that offensive line for the Gibbs Eagles last week just ran all over Carter. But with that being said, I just can't pick against Central, man. It's like a curse to pick against Central, and I think Central gets the W.
Gibbs, if any of you are listening to me, okay, if you are listening right now, you want to know how you win the game? Stop the Fortner brothers.
Stop them.
Stop
tackle,
them.
Tackle
just,
them.
Just –
make their quarterback beat you.
Like, triple team them, put your whole team on them. Do
their,
something.
Make their quarterback beat you. That's what you need to do.
Yes. Seriously, I'm right there with you, Tommy. Also, my boy Colby Long got hurt. Meniscus.
Get better, Colby.
ACL, like, he, everything. Everything.
Against Central?
Yeah. No, he plays for Central.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Who did they play last week again?
So, Central?
Yeah.
South Dole.
Yeah, so he got hurt during South Dole.
You hate to see
that. Yeah, so Colby, buddy,
get
if you're
better.
Listening, I'm praying for you, bud.
Get better,
Colby. Going in for that MRI next week, or Monday. So, praying for you, buddy. But, yeah, it's hard to pick against Central. As much as I do not want to pick Central, I'm going to pick Central. Zach, buddy, if you're listening.
Prove us wrong.
Prove us wrong. That's the best. That is the best way. I would be happy to take an L on this one right here.
Yes.
Prove me wrong.
Yes.
Prove me wrong.
I completely agree with you. That keeps us, or that takes us to our number one game, our 14th and final game. South Doyle travels to Powell. Powell coming off a 2-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
South Doyle lost against Central last week. However, if they can, I mean, obviously they played all their region games. South Doyle has, but if Gibbs wins, that means South Doyle will be the region title winners, and they will be the number one seed. But if Central wins, Central will be the one seed because they have the head-to-head over South Doyle. Traveling to Powell, the Cherokees, Will Clark Duncan used to be a coach over at Powell. Last year, I think Powell beat them, I think it was like 14-12 or 15-12, something like that. This is going to be a really good football game. Jackson, who do you have, man?
Man, this is rough. It's going to be a rough one.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same as Oak Ridge. It's kind of the same as Oak Ridge. If South Doyle's offense is not as good as their defense, but if South Doyle's defense can hold Powell at bay and the offense can run the ball, they have a really good
run back.
That's West.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Wait, no, I thought we were talking about West.
They play Campbell County. They should get a win. But
that should be a dub.
South Doyle at Powell, who do you have, man? This is going to be a really good football game, I think.
Cherokees versus the Panthers. Give me South Doyle on this one. Give me South Doyle. You know, Oak Ridge, I was very hesitant of picking Oak Ridge last week. I was really looking for the upset, and it happened. You know, it came.
It did.
So,
I was like, okay, I knew it was a possibility.
Right.
But then I was like, you know what, I feel like Powell will be all right. But, and, you know, they were not all right. I don't know. Picking South Doyle, it's kind of like picking against Central for me. Every time I pick South Doyle, it's like, man, they're going to find a way to just lose this game.
That is true.
I'm going to pick Powell just because, I mean, they're coming off a 2-game losing streak. It's at Powell, and I think this is going to be a good football game. I think Matt Lowe rallies his troops, and they get a big win going into the playoffs. So, like I said, they will be traveling week one or round one of the playoffs. They will be the 3 seed to play Soddy Daisy or Walker Valley. You're going to change your pick?
No.
Okay, that's good.
How many games do we disagree on?
I think it was four.
Let's check.
One, two, three, four.
Four?
Yeah, it was Carter, Sevier County, Powell, South Doyle, Pigeon Forge, Scott, Kingston, Gatlinburg, Pittman.
Yep. So, you might soften up the lead.
If I can get two.
You're down five.
That's a win.
If you're down five.
That's a win.
Just letting everyone know, Tommy likes to make fun of the way that I pick my games. But
okay,
if we can't
if
tell
you,
by
if anyone,
if, but if we're li- but if we look at the statistics,
I mean, no, at
of
this
who's
point,
winning,
I can't say anything. At this point, I can't say
I'm
anything.
I'm winning.
At this point, I can't say anything.
You can't because you're going to end up
but
getting caught in the face.
But if I win at the end, I can say something. But right now,
yeah,
I can't say anything because I'm down seven games.
But
and I'm down to Rain.
So are we doing? You're
I'm losing to Rain.
You're losing to Rain, who doesn't
know anything about football
at all.
So that just shows you how good I am at picking these games.
Yeah, Tommy. Man.
It's
anyways.
Okay. Okay.
That's okay, though. But, man, I just got to say, love doing this. Tommy, bro. Just think. We're almost done with it.
I don't want to be done with it.
I don't either. But
I mean,
we got close.
Five more weeks
of it.
After this. The Fulton Falcons will be in action next week.
We will have a full pick 'em and a full pregame
next week. Interview, a breakdown of Ray County, a breakdown of Campbell County's game, even though that would be 3 weeks ago. But yes, next week will be a phenomenal round one matchup, a rematch of last year's round one matchup in the same place. Ray County, they threw us around a little bit and made us like it, but next week the Fulton Falcons will be in action with revenge on their minds. As Jackson likes to say, a comeback story or a revenge story. Is that what you say?
Comeback story,
revenge story. That's what is going to be on the Fulton Falcons' minds next week. We hope you enjoyed this pick'em. We hope you stayed with it throughout the entirety of it. I don't know. I think it's going on 30 minutes, so you probably tuned off your car radio.
You probably slept by now.
Yes. And not behind the wheel, but you probably, you know, your radio at home, you've taken a nap, and you're ready to watch some high school football. But thank you for letting us spend our Friday nights with you. We hope you enjoy this night of high school football. The Fulton Falcons will be in action next week here at 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.